Voltaire, The Age of Reason. Voltaire was a French philosopher who hated God, who hated the scriptures, who hated Christianity. He spent his life denigrating Christianity. And in 1764, he wrote his philosophical dictionary. In his philosophical dictionary, he says this: "The Bible, that is what fools have written, what imbeciles commend, what rogues teach the children, and children are made to learn by heart." He continues, "We are living in the twilight of Christianity." And in a pamphlet written in 1762 called Sermons on the 50, he attacked viciously the Old Testament, the biblical miracles. He pointed out what he called biblical contradictions. He denigrated the Jewish religion and the Christian God. He abused the virgin birth and the Christ's death on the cross. He said the four gospels wrote of the four gospels, "What folly, what misery, what penury and odious things they contain. They're filled with contradictions, follies, and horrors." Voltaire regarded most of the doctrines of the Christian faith, the incarnation, the atonement, the Trinity, communion, as folly to be believed. He called Christians who believed them to be the extreme of butal stupidity. What a man. In 1776, Voltaire made a prediction. His prediction was that within 100 years of his death, Christianity would be nothing but a fable, a fairy tale, that there would be no more believers. It would just be some past historical event. He died 2 years later in 1778. Move forward in time to 1836. In 1836, and this is all documented history, in 1836, only 58 years after Voltaire's death, the Reverend William Aucorth of the British Foreign Bible Society visited the home of Henry Chokin, who was a captain in the Dutch army, and this home was in Geneva. The home that Chokin owned had been once owned by Voltaire. And in that home, there was a large room, probably larger than the room we're in today, where Voltaire, among his writings, wrote several plays, and he would have his friends come, and they would have these plays in that room that mocked Christianity, that mocked Christ. And they would have great parties and celebrations mocking Christianity. But by 1836, when Reverend Alcott visited there in the Chokin home, the home was now owned by a devout Christian. You see, Henry Chokin was part of the Evangelical Society of Geneva. And the reason the Reverend Alcott was sent there to visit in the Chokin home was because the room in which they had had these plays mocking Christianity was now filled to the ceiling with, you've got it, Bibles. Because as part of his work with the Evangelical Society of Geneva, Chokin was storing the Bibles and the tracts, and they didn't have a place big enough for them, but he had this big room in his house that he had nothing to use for. He didn't have drunken parties. And so, in the home of Voltaire, thousands of Bibles were being stored. 58 years after his death, the man that said within 100 years of my death, there won't be any more.